A large open room is packed in downtown Aspen. Several people have gathered at this Pitkin County building to get health insurance.
I'm Shayna Heidi Hassel. I was born in Aspen, Colorado, so I've lived here 23 years. I'm here to sign up for Connect for Health Colorado and get some Obamacare insurance.
Shayna Heidi Hassel is a seasonal employee with the Aspen Skiing Company. She has her own insurance policy. It doesn't come through work, but the plan is ending this summer.
I needed help with my application process, so when I saw this in the paper, I thought it'd be a good time to come in and get some questions answered about whether I qualify for Medicaid or not.
That's important because it can affect whether or not you get a tax credit, which can make monthly payments more affordable. Heidi Hassel has heard horror stories about people getting stuck on the statewide hotline for hours. So she's here to talk with experts who can answer questions and help seal the deal with an insurance plan. There's a feeling of urgency in the room.
People are coming in today with questions. They've been on the website, they've started applications, they're not sure where their application is in the process.
Nan Sundin is Director of Health and Human Services for Pitkin County. And at this event, she's making sure everything is running smoothly. There's a steady stream of people coming in the door as we talk.
Some have not started at all, but many have started. And in order to qualify, hi, you can go right in there. Sorry about that.
There are people. Sundin says there's an hour-long wait because each expert is taking as much time as necessary to find the right plan for someone.
We also have people who get Medicare who have come in to ask questions about supplemental insurance. And I know one person came in who has adult children in their early 20s, and she's wondering if there's supplemental insurance for them as well. She's got them covered on her health plan.
The guru for many of these questions is Kathy Lyons. She is the Eagle County Economic Services Director, and she's at Friday's event because counties are working together to reach people who haven't signed up for health care just yet.
Lots of questions about maybe I'm eligible for Medicaid, but I don't really want to be on Medicaid, or I want to get a tax credit, so how do I do that?
Nearly 70 people visited the Pitkin County building on Friday to find health insurance plans, and Lyons says there may be people who aren't able to sign up until today. So if that's you, she says, don't give up.
We have a couple of options depending on your financial situation. You can either contact one of our local health coverage guides. You can also go in and apply for Medicaid. We have a lot of families who are not eligible for Medicaid, but in order to access the tax credit, they need to apply and be denied Medicaid.
And that can be done online, too.
But it has to have a March 31st receipt date on your application. By doing that, it'll preserve your opportunity, if you're denied, to then shop for insurance on Connect for Health Colorado into the beginning of May.
If the websites for Medicaid or Connect for Health go down today, Lyons says call or visit the Pitkin, Eagle, or Garfield County department that handles human services. She promises they'll do their best to help. For Shayna Heidi Hassel, Friday was an opportunity to avoid today's last-minute rush. And government officials are hoping to sign up as many new participants like her as possible. At 22 years old, Heidi Hassel fits into the demographic needed for Obamacare to offset the cost of older, more frail people. She says she knows there's a big push right now to get her age group on board, and she appreciates the effort to make it as easy as possible.
Well, I think this is a great idea, and I like that they can have people here to help sign up. I hope it works out that I qualify and get a payment that I can afford.
Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.